Hello everyone and welcome to a Fourth Wall Sidecast. This is number four. The sidecast number four, yeah. I'm Jesse.
Hey, I'm Dan. Handsome Dan.
And that's Handsome Dan over there. And guess what we're going to be talking about today, Handsome Dan? What are we going to be talking about?
Death Note?
That's right, Death Note. For those of you who don't know what Death Note is, you're fucking stupid, but I might as well tell you.
Oh, that's not nice.
Well, I'm sorry. Anyone who's anyone should be fucking watching, reading, or watching Death Note.
Hey, maybe they're busy watching Dragon Ball Z.
We'll get into that another date, but if you don't know what Death Note is, it was originally a manga series created by writer, I'm going to butcher this and I apologize, Tsugumi Ohoba.
Tsugumi, I don't think they pronounce the T.
Oh, okay. Tsugumi Ohoba and illustrator Asaki Obata. That was the illustrator on the manga. And basically, it's a story about this kid named Light Yagami, and he discovers a notebook that when you write in the notebook, if you write someone's name, they die of a heart attack. And then if you write how they die that way. And basically, it's a death note. So if you write in it, people die. He also is introduced to a Shinigami, or a death god, named Ryuk. And it's... he kind of follows Light around because he's attached to that notebook. So basically,
Shinigami are kind of like the Japanese versions of the Grim Reaper, except in Death Note, there's a lot of them, and instead of using a scythe, they use a notebook.
Exactly. They just use these notebooks to kill people, you know, to extend their own life, basically. And then what happens is Light decides he wants to create a new world order, or a new world where criminals who were released or set free for crimes they committed but then were never put to justice, he decides he's going to take matters into his own hands and starts using the notebook to take criminals out, and then he becomes this persona known as Kira. And as he becomes bigger and bigger and he kills a lot more people and a lot more people are noticing Kira and things like that, the police decide to... Now, I don't remember. Did L come in on his own or did they bring him in originally?
He's the super awesome detective.
Yes.
That he's always called in to, like, you know, solve these seemingly impossible cases, and he only takes cases that he's personally interested in. So they kind of, I guess they like made him aware of it, or he became aware of it, and because he was interested in it, that's when he, like, nobody said, you know, or hired him like, hey, could you solve this for us? It was just pretty much like, I find this interesting. I'm going
to
do this.
Yeah, L learned about it. I guess it gained his attention. The best way to say it is the killings gained his attention through the police department. And then L just decided to enter in the case and try and hunt Kira down. And that's basically the setup for the series of this, at least the first half of the series. It's wonderful.
Yeah, the first half is pretty much just a cat and mouse between L and Light.
Oh, it's amazing. There's so many twists and turns and so many unique things that you can use. It's not a typical cat and mouse game because there's so many things that you can do with the Death Note. You know, like, there's going to be spoilers here, so we're not going to get into too many, but there's one bit where holders of a Death Note can lose their memory if they, you know, renounce the ownership of a Death Note. Yeah, they renounce ownership of a Death Note. And just things like that, just clever little things that, you know, Light and L just, like, playing this chess match with each other. And it's really great. And the second half of the series goes a little different. It focuses on Light still, but he's going up against someone else. He's going up against Nier, a character that's kind of hit and miss in the Death Note community that I've seen with people that, you know, like the show and message boards and things. And I agree, he's a very hit and miss character with me. But yeah, it's a great series. If you haven't read it, either get the manga or definitely check out the anime. What did you think of the series, Dan? Because you've seen the entire thing.
Well, I haven't read the manga, so I can't compare, like, you know, what the manga was like as opposed to the other ones. I've watched the anime. I really enjoyed it. It had some flaws, but they weren't like glaring, and they didn't like really ruin the whole Death Proof experience for me. Like, there's a few moments, especially towards the beginning, where like when you see Light writing in a notebook, like it just gets like super overly dramatic, and like I guess they wanted to make, you know, I mean, how can you make writing in a notebook, you know, exciting? And you know, they tried their best to make it, you know, seem really awesome, but it just kind of came off as silly to me. That would be like my one biggest critique. Another critique that I have is like the first half of the series I really enjoyed because I liked the cat and mouse aspect of it. I liked L, like he's probably one of my favorite anime characters. And after, like, it was good, but after like halfway through, like around episode 25, I don't know if that's halfway. There's 37 episodes. It's kind of like, I don't know. I didn't lose interest in it, but I liked it a lot less than I did like the first part of the series.
Right, I agree. There's a lot of people agree, but I agree personally that after a certain event happens in the series, it kind of goes. I mean, like when it first happened, I noticed it. I was like, oh wow, this is interesting. I wonder what they're gonna do, because I knew there were more episodes. So I'm like, wow, what are they gonna do? But then it's really turned into this weird thing, introducing this character Nier, and it just didn't have the punch or the suspense or the cat and mouse game that it had in the beginning. You know, I liked it a lot better when it was L and Light just like going after each other and seeing these two great minds collide. I'm a really big fan of the anime. I think it's one of the best animes produced in the last like 10 years. It's really quite something, and you know. Other than the last half, like Dan said, and a couple moments where... this is one of the few animes where... I don't know if you got this, Dan, but every single episode, there was a moment like, oh, you know? Like, yeah. There was a surprise. Especially in the first half. Like, there was a surprise in every single episode, and it changed the entire outlook of the series.
It kind of reminded me of Dexter.
Yeah, like, to the live-action extent, you know, it definitely reminds me of, like, Dexter Season 1, you know, kind of stuff.
Where, like, each episode had kind of an oh-shit moment.
Yeah, exactly. And that was definitely like it. Then the second half kind of went away. But it's still a great series. Like, I've only read a few of the manga, but from what I've read, I just prefer the anime overall.
A few other points of the series that I really liked. The Shinigami characters. There's two main ones, and there's, like, two other, like, minor characters. And, like, just the designs of them are really awesome. I mean, I'm a huge, like, cartoon, you know, cartoony design freak, and like these are probably some of the most interesting character designs I've ever seen in any medium, movie, cartoon, or comic. And I also like how their attitudes are sort of against type.
Yeah,
it's like Ryuk, the main Shinigami, the one that presents like with the Death Note. Like he looks like this really horrible, like, you know, mean, evil like creature. But when you get to know him, he's actually really childlike and playful. And the only reason why he's kind of, like, hanging out with Light is just to be, like, entertained.
Yeah.
It's sort of like, you know, like a child playing with the toys, you know? Mm. It's like you see children, like, you know, banging their toys around and breaking them and stuff like that because, like, it's amusing them. And that's pretty much what, like, Ryuk does. Like, he isn't evil. And
he doesn't care either way. He's just having fun.
He's just having fun. Yeah. And another, like... Shinigami Rem, who comes in a little later on in the series, unfortunately has the she's responsible for probably bringing in my biggest like, you know, hatred towards the series, Misa. And I don't want to get too much, because I mean, it's when her reveal is a pretty big deal, it's a pretty major oh shit moment, but I would compare the character of Misa Amane to Jar Jar Binks in Star Wars.
She just doesn't fit the tone at all.
Like, just at all. You know, she's really... Like, she represents... Because I'm not... Like, I like anime, but I'm not the biggest otaku. And she represents everything that kind of turns me off of anime. Like, the over-the-topness, the... Your silliness, the, you know, poppiness kind of thing. It's like, she seems like a character that belongs in a different series.
Yeah, Misa is one of the most, like, to me, it was just very annoying whenever she's on screen.
Yeah.
And, like, I know that's how she's supposed to be, but sometimes it was a little much. And another thing that I really liked about the anime was this, you know, idea how Light and L have this idea of justice, you know, of morals. They have their own, these moral codes. And what Light thinks in his head is he's doing the right thing, you know. He's doing everything by the name of justice. And then L thinks, you know, he's doing it by justice. And these two ideals collide. And I just thought it was very intriguing, because if you think about it, Light's not really a villain. He's not a villain at all, even though sometimes I wouldn't say they try to make him out to be one, but near the end, it makes him look like a villain.
The whole series has a shade of gray going through
it. Yeah.
Not literally, but like, thematically. Yeah. It's like, because Light has good intentions, but his motives, or I mean, his methods aren't necessarily something that you would look at and kind of applaud. And vice versa with L, he has his own, like, agenda, and it seems very noble, but the methods that he goes about using are also kind of like, that doesn't seem, you know, too...
It's questionable, yeah. It's basically like they make it to where Light and L aren't villains or heroes in any... There's no heroes or villains in this series. They're all... It's just their actions.
Yeah.
That's what makes these characters. What they do and how they go about doing it.
I think the only character in the entire series that you can kind of get behind is like a 100% good, quote-unquote, character.
Probably
the Shinigami Rem.
Mm-hmm.
Because like all the Shinigami, really. I mean, even though I wouldn't necessarily consider Ryuk to be a good character, he really doesn't... The Shinigami really don't have any ulterior motives whatsoever. They're just kind of there. Like, Rem is just completely noble, as far as I'm concerned, compared to, like, everybody else. You know, she wants what's best for Misa and doesn't want to see any harm done to anybody and hates Light by, you know, just... And anybody else using the Death Note just because they're using it for, like, their own personal gain.
Yeah.
But...
And another character I think that you can also see as, like, a good moral, just, like, a... quote-unquote, good guy is Light's father.
Yeah, oh, definitely.
You know, the chief of the police. He's definitely the one character that is the shining, like, good guy in the entire series, where he doesn't have any bad flaws, you know? He's doing everything by a human moral standard, whereas, you know, L and Light are going at these kind of not, like, well, in Light's standard, supernatural, but L's, you know, superior intellect, you know, it's that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like, where Light's father is the regular good guy. And he's a good anchor for the series, too, you know, for everyone else.
So I also think, I don't want to give too many spoilers, but there's an event that happens, like, somewhere in the middle that relates to Light's father that I think, because of that, the series kind of loses that anchor. And there really isn't, like, a character that you can kind of get behind. Not necessarily that's a bad thing. There's a lot of movies that have, like, really dark characters that, you know, you wouldn't necessarily root for, but... I think taking that kind of, like, that, you know, anchor away just kind of, like, makes you feel a little disoriented. Afloat. There you go.
Yeah.
Because now it's just you're dealing with all these, like, really, like, morally ambiguous characters.
Yeah. And it's just a great, great series. I mean, I definitely suggest, if you're an anime buff or just mildly interested in anime, or if you're a big fan of, like, old school detective novels or stories of, like, you know, detective against a killer or vice versa, this really adds a new element to it, and you should definitely check it out, and it's worth watching the entire anime, even if the last half is a little, you know, different, it's still all good. But if you don't want to watch the anime, if you're like, oh, enough of that animation, if you hate cartoons, if you don't like, oh, fucking... drawn
think
bullshit.
Comics are for nerds.
Then you would enjoy to know that there are actually live action films based on the Death Note series. That is correct. The Death Note series was kind of adapted into two live action films.
Well,
released
three.
In 2006. Nah, wait, I was going to get to that.
We'll get into that later.
But yeah, no, but the series as written was released, adapted in two live action films released in 2006. Both films were directed by Suzuki Keiko, and they were put out by Warner Brothers Japan. The first movie deals with episodes 1 through 9.
It's like discovering the Death Note, and
it's the first half of the series. Yeah, It's done a little differently to make sense for, you know, storytelling purposes for a live-action film. But we'll get into that in a minute. And then the second half is just the finale of the rest of the series. But though they cut kind of a lot out from the that was in the anime and manga. But now let's talk about the movies themselves. First, I want to hear what you think, Handsome Dan,
I like them. I mean,
Death Note.
Granted, I've only seen the English dubs. And
right.
With anime, depending on, the quality, I can watch an English dub as well as, the Japanese dub. But, not dub, but original.
Yeah.
But with movies, generally, I tend to, gear towards the original just because, for some reason, the English voiceovers don't really match the lips that are on the screen, and it's really distracting. Even though, the same voices are used that were used in the anime. So, I mean, and they were really great voices in the anime, so I can't really complain too much. But the movies themselves are actually, they really capture the Death Note feel really well.
Yeah.
I mean, I was surprised. And it doesn't come off as really cheap or silly. All the parts that I didn't like about the anime, the over-the-top, Death Note scenes where he's writing and the potato chip scene, they're all played down in the movie, and they all come off really subtle, and I like that. I like that a lot better. And Misa's less annoying. And it's just,
yeah,
it's
the
more streamlined
film,
version of the series, you know?
Yeah, with the first film, I mentioned before, I've read some of the manga, I've watched all the anime, I've seen both movies, and I prefer the anime out of the most, which I think anyone would, just because there was more to it.
Even though I've never read the manga.
Well, I meant, but just for me, because the anime had more to it, of course, had more storytelling, more character development. So with the live-action films, I think they did a good job, like Dan just said, you know, transferring it to film. But I do think, of course, I was going to be a letdown either way, because it wasn't, you know, I went in expecting at least a little, more than half of the feeling that I got from the anime, and I didn't really get it in either film, you know? It was all these characters, and, you know, they were all there doing what they were supposed to. It wasn't amazing. It was just a good movie. I thought it could have been a lot better if they just handled things a little differently. It's hard to explain. It's just a personal opinion. But still, they're worth checking out, I mean, if you're a fan of the anime. I've heard people discuss about the films that are the most talked about things. One is the looks of Rem and Ryuk. If you're looking for knocking on your ass special effects, you're not going to find it in these movies.
Yeah, you're not going to get Gollum quality with these characters.
Rem and Ryuk look pretty bad. Not laughable, but it is very out of place every time they're on screen.
For their defense, I will say they look really otherworldly.
They do. They do look almost like carbon copies of the anime and manga. I mean, they look great.
You really can't knock the character design.
It just looks too fake. I mean, they could have. It looks too CGI. It's too soft. People, when you see the movie, you'll know what I'm talking about. It looks too cartoony. It looks too soft. If they would have just, I'm sure they would have loved to spend more money if they could, but I'm sure they couldn't. So I commend them with what they did. I mean, they do look great. They look just like out of the manga. Until they move.
Yeah, then you notice the flaws, kind of.
And then when they're interacting with other things, with the real environment, it gets a little weird. But at least they tried. At least they put them in there. They could have just said fuck it and not had them at all, which would have been really bad. But the live-action films are very faithful to the manga and anime.
Especially the scenes that are directly, you know, from the anime and manga. Sequence, the bus sequence, that kind of stuff.
But then things kind of, in the second film, things had to, I don't want to say hurry along, but they had to wrap everything up pretty quickly. There's a lot that happens in the second half of the series in the anime and manga that you couldn't cover in, you know.
Yeah, and there's also a lot of stuff from the manga and anime that's missing, like the Yotsuba storyline, which I can do without, honestly.
Yeah, that was okay to cut, but it just felt weird. They were pacing it pretty fast, and they were just trying to throw as much as they could.
They wanted to, streamline it and make the conflict, because in the anime, it's pretty much just about light, you know, and even though there's all these characters and all these conflicts, light's been the main focal point. But with the movies, I think that the focal point is the light and L conflict.
Yeah.
Because like Near and Mello don't show up, which are the two antagonists later on in the series in the anime and the manga. It's just pretty much L. And I mean, I just have to say that the guy that played L, I forget his name, but I think he deserves an Oscar. I mean, he does a damn good job of mimicking L's like kind of mannerisms and just his attitude. I think it's
All
just
the acting was very good, yeah.
which he's so good, in fact, that they gave him his own movie.
That's right. A third movie was released, but we're going to talk about it in a minute. The next thing I wanted to talk about was the ending of the movies. Or the movie. It's the second film, Death Note, The Last Name. Very different from the anime manga. Very different. And some people, this is the kind of thing where people are split down the middle. There are no people that, liked everything, that liked both, you know what I mean? Either the people that hated it or people that loved it. There was no people that thought it was
Or they
all
thought it
right,
was
that
okay.
I've met. Yeah.
Like me.
Which it, you're the first person I've ever
I like
met,
them both.
and I've met a
They
lot
were
of
both
people.
good.
Really? You
So
like
I'll
the
say this. I'll say
film
this.
ending?
If the anime had the movie ending, I wouldn't like it. And if the
Yes,
movie had
exactly.
the anime ending, I wouldn't like it.
The thing is, I think that without getting into too much spoilers, but if you're a fan of L, you'll probably like the movie a lot better.
Yeah, definitely.
The movie's ending, yeah. Which was the first thing I was told, like after I'd seen the series, like, oh, if you like L, then the movies are like totally, L
But
loving.
again, like they're so different. It's
Oh
really kind of
yeah.
hard to like they're both good.
I in my opinion, I like the anime ending a lot better. It would have been a lot better if at the end it was someone other than Mello and Nier, That was the one thing that kind of just deterred me about the second half of the series, Mello and Nero. I didn't like those characters at
Well,
all.
Nier, at first I didn't like him because I thought he was just kind of a carbon copy of L, except
She
younger,
is.
and instead of eating candy, he played with toys. But
Yeah.
he kind of grew on me. He's not my
Yeah.
favorite. I mean, I liked L a lot more, but Nier had his moments.
You can have
And
fun with that.
Mello, I don't know, there just wasn't much interesting about him.
Yeah, you have fun with that.
But you don't really see Mello that often, so I really can't complain.
But yeah, so the second film ended with an ending not quite like the anime, but with that ending, it allowed them to make a third Death Note film, which
It's more
actually
of a
has
spin-off.
nothing to do. Yeah, it's a spin-off, has nothing to do with anything that was created or written in the manga or anime. It's something completely created by, the creators of the films. It's called L Changed the World, and basically, it's without spoiling too much. It's just L's final case.
Yeah.
It's just.
There's a virus attack in a small town or something like that, and he pretty much solves, what the deal is. It
Yeah.
humanizes L, I think. I think if the movie succeeds in one thing, it humanizes the character.
Yeah, I have not seen this movie. I'm curious too, but at the same time, I like the way that L went out, in the movies, the way he was portrayed and the way his,
Yeah.
story arc accumulated.
I will say this,
But
if you don't
it
like Nier, then you might want to stay away from L Change the
is.
World.
Oh, yeah. Nier is all over this movie. He doesn't have silver hair,
Well,
but he's in the movie.
he doesn't outstage L, I would say. He's quite
Oh,
different from the anime.
yeah. But, yeah. So, if you would like to kind of just see L more in action, the live action L, I mean, this actor is a great actor. I mean, the one who pulled it off. He's very, very cool. And he does a great job with the character. So if you want to see more of that, then definitely pick up L Change the World. I don't know when it's, I don't know, they haven't announced a American DVD release yet, but it will come because they're going to release The Last Name in America pretty soon. So yeah, this will be coming. But yeah, as a whole, Death Note as a series is something rare in media nowadays, where it's truly a great story with great characters. And that's rare because it goes for all three of its incarnations, in the manga, in the anime, and in the films. Like, I can't think of another series that has done that for all three, Because there's a lot of mangas out there, a lot of them have been turned to anime, and for the ones that have been turned to film, most of them weren't that good. you know. So it's rare to see a really great series, you know, transcend and hit all these things. And, you know, just because of this core story is really great and intriguing in these characters, that you can do anything to it as long as you respect it, you know, it's going to be great. But yeah, definitely check out the anime, watch it from beginning to end, then check out the three films. That's definitely a must. And, yeah, any closing thoughts?
It's probably my second favorite anime next to Cowboy Bebop.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck Neo Genesis Evangelion.
That's for another matter completely. Yes. But yeah, I think that wraps it up for our Death Note sidecast. If you want to find out more about Death Note, or have any questions, or if you want us to do a sidecast about anything, and we mean anything at all, then send an email over to contactfourthwall@yahoo.com. You know, no limit is off board or off grounds to us. We'll, you know, tackle pretty much anything. We'd love to hear from you. Also, you can check out the main site at www.breaktheforthwall.com for our weekly podcast and other geeky goodness. You can be our friend on MySpace at www.myspace.com/fourthwallpodcast. And you can subscribe to the Fourth Wall Weekly Podcast via iTunes. So that would be awesome if you did. But anyway, that wraps it up. I'm Jesse.
Hey, I'm Anson Dan.
And we'll see you all next week.